Judges chapter 5. And Deborah and Barak the son of Abinoam sang on that day, and they said, For the effecting of deliverance in Israel, when the people were willing, bless the Lord. Hear, O kings, give ear, O princes. I myself shall sing to the Lord. I shall sing psalms to the Lord God of Israel. Lord, when you went out from Seir, when you marched from the open country of Edom, the earth trembled. And not only did the heavens drip, but the thick clouds also precipitated water. Mountains flowed on account of the Lord. Sinai here did, on account of the Lord God of Israel. In the days of Shamgar, the son of Anath, in the days of Jael, they avoided the highways, and those that went on travels went by twisting ways. Leadership ceased in Israel, it ceased, until I, Deborah, arose, when I arose as a mother in Israel. It chose new gods. Then there was war at the gates. Was a shield seen, or a spear, among the 40,000 in Israel? My heart turned to the legislators of Israel, those who were willing among the people. Bless the Lord. Riders on white she-asses, you who sit in judgment, and you who walk on the road, speak. At the sound of archers, between water troughs, there they celebrate the righteous deeds of the Lord, the righteous deeds of his leadership in Israel. That is when the people of the Lord went down to the gates. Awake, awake, Deborah! Awake, awake, utter a song! Arise, Barak, and make your captivity captive, O son of Abinoam! At that time he gave dominion over the nobility of the people to a survivor. The Lord gave me dominion over warriors. From Ephraim came their root against Amalek. And after you came Benjamin among your people. From Machir, legislators came down, and from Zebulun, they that hold out the rod of the recording scribe. But my princes among Issachar were with Deborah. And as was Issachar, so was Barak. He was sent to the valley on foot. Among the divisions of Reuben, great were the impressions on the heart. Why did you dwell between the sheepfolds, so as to hear the bleating of the flocks? Among the divisions of Reuben, great were the searchings of the heart. Gilead dwelt across the Jordan. And why did Dan inhabit ships? Asher stayed on the coast of the seas, and dwelt in its creeks. Zebulun is a people who despised mortal danger. Naphtali likewise in the heights of the open countryside. Kings came and fought. Then the kings of Canaan fought in Ta'anak by the water of Megiddo. They did not take any spoils of silver. They fought from heaven. The stars fought against Sisera from their courses. The Kishon Brook swept them away, the Brook of the Ancients, the Kishon Brook. My own self was to tread there in strength. Then the tracks of cavalry were imprinted at the prancing of his mighty ones. Curse Meroz, said the angel of the Lord. Curse its inhabitants vehemently, for they did not come to the Lord's help, to the Lord's help against the warriors. May Jael be the most blessed of women, the wife of Heber the Kenite. May she be the most blessed of women in the tent. He asked for water, she gave him milk. In a bowl for the nobility, she offered buttermilk. Her hand reached for the peg, and her right hand for the workman's hammer. And she hammered Sisera. She crushed his head, and dashed and pierced his temple. He sank down and fell, and lay between her feet. He sank down and fell between her feet. Where he sank down, there he fell, slain. Sisera's mother peered through the window and cried aloud through the latticework. Why is his chariot delayed in coming? Why is the clattering noise of his chariots late? Her princesses in their wisdom answered. She even responded in her own words. Have they not found, and are they not dividing the spoil? A maiden or two per headcount of a man, spoil of dyed garments for Sisera, spoil of dyed garments with embroidery, dyed double-sided embroidery for the necks of the spoil-takers. May all your enemies perish that way, O Lord, but let those who love him be like the rising of the sun in its strength. And the land was quiet for 40 years.